The California State Senate has advanced a bill that would create a statewide, universal, single-payer health care system. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports on yesterday's two-and-a-half-hour debate on the bill.
Right up until debate began, it wasn't clear this bill would even be brought up. But heavy pressure from the California Nurses Association and other grassroots backers overcame the deep unease among many Senate Democrats that a vote would be premature. And when the measure did come up, there was clear passion from supporters like Democrat Nancy Skinner.
Not only do I feel that a single-payer system would be the most efficient way to deliver our health care system, it may be a necessity because we may be faced with a circumstance where the healthcare system as we know it is decimated by actions from D.C.
Republicans like Tom Berryhill slammed the proposal, which a Senate staff report said would cost $400 billion.
It assumes money from the feds and some form of taxes on employers and employees, but none of that is specified. We're going to ask for a couple $100 billion from the feds after we kick the crap out of Trump day in, day out on this floor. Then we're going to go beg him for a couple $100 billion. Should be an interesting ask.
Nearly every lawmaker who spoke acknowledged the bill's lack of details. Some felt comfortable keeping the discussion going by moving it forward. Others did not.
First of all, I want to go on the record as saying that I support single payer.
Like Democratic Senator Ben Hueso, who abstained.
We're not debating single payer today because we're not debating a funding source. We're not debating delivery of service. We're not debating where the health care savings are going to come from.
The measure now moves to the Assembly, where authors have promised to put some flesh on its bare bones. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.